There she goes. As I promised, 2 weeks ago is our last Monday call because last week was Memorial Day, and I hope you guys had a grand Memorial Day weekend. But we had talked about the wrap-up of the Professional Network Marketing Association meeting that I attended, which was awesome. I gave you, 35-page, documentary on it. So even if you didn't go, you kind of had a flavor that you were there, right? And hopefully some of you got a chance to look through some of those materials. You heard my review of it on the phone 2 weeks ago. And one of the things I didn't really capture was why network marketing right now, which was the talk that Todd Falcone did. And he had a bunch of slides. So what I'm doing today is I'm going over his talk because I isolated today just to talk about why network marketing right now. And the first thing you need to realize is why is this an important topic for us to talk about right now? And the reason it's an important topic is because you are coming across people every day that don't really understand or know the value of network marketing or the value of it in today's economy or the value of it in our society or even as a valid business model. So it's important for all of us to have, what do we need? We need data. We need information. We need things that we can share with people that will help support them to learn and educate them so they understand how critical network marketing is, how valid it is as a model, business model, and how it can enhance their lives in so many ways, right? So that's why we talk about this topic. It's not to sell you on the phone, but I know there are probably some of you on this call this morning that could use a little selling yourself, because one of the reasons you're not very effective out there, approaching people and getting people signed up, 5-10 a month or something, and you're only getting maybe one or not any every business period, is because your belief is the problem. If our belief is a problem, you got to work on that first, because otherwise you're wasting your time out there trying to make something happen when you don't even believe in it yourself. So hopefully this material will not only boost your belief, which is absolutely crucial, but help you in sharing with others. So let's look at this. Todd Falcone's presentation, and like I said, I'm going through all of that, and then at the end, because I felt that there are a lot of missing pieces, that I tacked on a bunch of other ideas for you and gave you direction on where to find those materials. Sorry, people, you're going to have to bear with my voice today because it was bad when I started Friday night, and after co-hosting with Kevin and Demra all weekend and doing a lot of the talking myself, trainings, my voice is I belong in, I think, the tenor department instead. I'm no longer a soprano alto. I'm now a tenor. We'll make it through. So first, Todd Falcone. First thing he talked about was a multi-generational economic crisis. Do you like that term? It was the first time I heard that term. I like that term. I think we can all use it. What does it mean for us? It means it's crossing every generation. Our economic woes today are not just about baby boomers. They're about Gen Yers, Gen Xers. They're about the millennials. All of us are suffering an economic plight. So it's not isolated, right? It's not isolated to one area. And so let's walk through that a little bit. He talked about the average 50-year-old has less than $50,000 in retirement savings. And we know in our Choose Our Lifestyle presentation, we have a couple statistics that also support those things. One is by the age of 65, the average income is $29,214. So this is really targeting more your baby boomer generation, right? And we also have this statistic that tells us 58% of retirees have saved less than $25,000 towards retirement. Both of these statistics are very sad statistics, and it breaks my heart when I read them, because I know where I am, and I was raised in a family where we did a lot of saving. I mean, our family was about, my parents taught me that when I was a little kid with the piggy bank, and then I had my bank account when I was probably 9 or 10 or something, and it was just part of my upraising, so I didn't know any different. I mean, that's how I was raised, and that's a sadness in my heart, because people are afraid of retiring today. They have fear going into retirement. And think of that awful concept of working 40 years of your life and fearing retirement, when most people want to be looking at retirement as a glorious time, right? to finally have the freedom to do what they want. Another reason, I'll throw this one in for you, you know, you can even talk about that to people and you go, you know, what's so cool about network marketing? We have retirement now. I mean, you grow this business and you actually have, it's not quote unquote retired. Mary Jo is anything but retired. But you know what? I have the freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it every moment of my life, right? Because I do network marketing. It's the beauty of the model. So that's another way to look at it. It just came off the top of my head, people, as I'm talking about this. But so that's a great concept, you know, looking at the average. All these statistics are great. In the aftermath of the economic crisis in 2007, the nest eggs of Americans approaching retirement shrunk almost 33%. That's a statistic from that area. So, and I know a lot of people that were baby boomers that went in when the crisis hit in 2007, 2008. In fact, by the end of 2007, they liquidated all of their investments in the stock market because they had lost so much that they said, I'm not going to lose it all. And they came from fear because it was their life savings. Well, what happened, my husband did the same thing with me. He called me, he says, Mary Jo, what should we do? Because he relies on me for that judgment, thank goodness. And I said, honey, what goes down comes back up. And he just said, do you really think so? He came home that night. We had a big discussion. And finally he said, okay, he says, I'm trusting that that's what you, you know, want to do. And, of course, I basically helped build his whole retirement account because I gave him the funds to, you know, make those excess contributions over the last 10 years. But his retirement account today is three times what it was. Three times. So, you know, I knew because I know the stock market, but there are a lot of people that didn't do that. So, you know, they suffered a lot. They took the hit and they locked in. This is what I said. When my husband's best friend sold everything out, I said, honey, Jerry's locking in his losses. He's permanently locking in his losses. Why would you want to do that? Did I really think Bank of America stock was going to stay at $5 a share? Today it's back between 15 and 20, I think. I mean, you could have, if you would have put all your money into Bank of America back then, you would have tripled your assets, right? So those are the kind of things that you look out for. But a lot of people lost a lot. The real unemployment rate, let's talk about that because some people don't even understand what that means. It's currently around 15.8%. And what they do, you know, the idea here is that, you know, our government tells us that it's a 5.6% unemployment rate. And right now, I think if you looked in the statistics, it's about 5.7 that's being quoted. But that doesn't take into account the people that are totally, what they call totally, or he uses in his words, grossly unemployed, plus all marginally attached workers, plus total employed part-time for economic reasons as a percent of the civilian workforce, plus people that what? Those who are under, that we're talking about underemployed here, but those who aren't even, they want a job, but they're not even looking for a job. So there are a lot of people out there that are unemployed that don't come into our unemployment numbers or underemployed. So they're talking about it actually being 15.8% of our population. And let's look at, now we're going into, outside the baby boomers are looking at other age categories. Like in 2008, 35% of college graduates were underemployed. By June of 2013, a whopping 44% of graduates were underemployed. That means your PhDs are flipping burgers at McDonald's. Follow me? So we got this huge multi-generational economic crisis. So, and also the idea that more education doesn't help. The number of professionally degreed people underemployed has been rising since 2001 every single year. So here's a quote out of the CCAP. It said, basically, college graduates were supplied at a higher rate than the labor market demanded, with the predictable results that they were forced to find employment in lower-skilled occupations. So people, if you have these statistics, how can you use this kind of stuff working with people that you're talking to? You can be talking to college graduates. You can be talking to people that are college graduates that are falling on hard times. And you can talk about, you know, this is what's happening out there. What's your expectation? I mean, today the predictable result is you get a college degree and you're going to work at some level lesser than what you are. So college education. I mean, I'm not suggesting people don't go to college. I think you can get a great education that's going to help you in so many ways. I sit here with a law degree that I'm not practicing law today, but it's helping me in 101 different ways. So the education can clearly help you be a better thinker, be more well-rounded, grasp concepts at a better and higher level, be more intelligent in this world in terms of knowledge that you can collect. But it may not get you the job that you think it's going to get. So a second point he made was testimonials of some of the greats. He just talked about, so many people out there that have endorsed network marketing, and you got to be really aware of this. And I've helped a little bit in this area. He mentioned Kiyosaki, which we know is great. He's got a quote, "The world is finally starting to awaken to the reality of the industrial age is over," right? Critical. It's over. So we don't have any manufacturing jobs to speak of in this country anymore. It's over. That's why we are a connector. That's why people are working out of their homes. Companies are cutting back on their space that they need, corporate headquarters, because they're allowing people to work from home. It's incredible how this labor force is shifting dramatically just in front of our own eyes. David Bach, New York Times, said the beauty of direct selling business opportunities is that it's all done for you. You don't have to create a business plan. You don't have to create a product. Well, I'm not sure we don't create business plans. We always have, like right now, I worked over the last 2 weeks with Lydia, and we have five strategic initiatives that are going on in our business right now. So do we do planning in our business? Absolutely. Planning's critical. But you don't have to build the ultimate business plan of IBM or those kind of things, and you don't have to be a business plan expert. But you do want to plan. You do want to have a plan. Number three, he said, the only thing you need to do is find a reputable company, one that you can trust, that offers a product or service you believe in and can get passionate about. And I don't know about you guys, but I love the Manatech people. I love Dr. Rob Sinnott. We heard him this weekend again a couple times. He was terrific. And Al Bala, unbelievable. These guys have such a heart and passion for all of us and what we're doing. They're all in. Al Bala is 1,000% committed to the field. And Rob Sinnott has great ideas for us. Helping with the Wellness Revolution is awesome. So we got a great team of people. Joel Bickman, I love his marketing director. He's a guy that's all structured, no-nonsense guy, and I love that because we've had plenty of nonsense in that area for years, and I think we finally got our no-nonsense guy that's getting things done. You're going to love the new branding stuff that's coming out the first of the year. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be terrific. All this is awesome. So, buy into that company. Harry Dent, world-renowned economic forecaster, he talked about how the economy is going to get softer and softer, and we see it right now. What have we seen just in the first part of 2015? The economy's dragging, right? We got a dragging economy, and there are a lot of reasons for that. And Harry Dent will tell you some of the major ones, and it has to do with the age generations. The baby boomers, and he says about when people spend their most money. We've got this huge millennial group that in 2 years is projected to take over all the buying power of the baby boomers. Wow, that's pretty phenomenal since the baby boomers have been controlling the buying power of the United States for the last 40 years, right? Now we're talking about, or 30 years. Now we're talking about a whole new age group that's going to have greater buying power and put more money into our economy on a daily, weekly, annual basis than the baby boomers, and that's that millennial group. So, but they don't max out their spending until the mid-40s. So where are they today? They're in their 20s and breaking 30. So we got 15 years before they're maxing out there. So you can see that trend, but there's upswing with those people in the next couple of years, but we're going to have a downturn in the meantime. We're going to have some soft economy here. And that's Harry Dent's whole concept. So he said the coming year should be a great time for prospecting and network marketing as the economy worsens. Vijay Eswaran, a highly respected international guy, he said that network marketing is the most logical bridge across the abyss that we're facing right now, which is terrific, exactly what we're looking at. And we have that abyss here in the United States in a huge way. The next point was jobs typically don't create wealth, and we know that. If you trade time for dollars, that limits your income no matter how much you're getting paid. So are there highly paid people that become wealthy? Well, they have relative wealth, but you're not going to become, it's not like leveraging, and we know that from what? We know that from Kiyosaki and Choose Your Lifestyle presentation. We talk about the cash flow quadrants. You don't want to be on the left side of the quadrants. You may want to be on the right side. So that means you want to have businesses like network marketing, which are perfect on leveraging. You want to go out and buy real estate, use somebody else's money, perfect for leveraging. Those are the ways that you build net worth. And it's an incredible mechanism, and it happens for anyone who's willing to go out there and do it. And that's what you want to build, that concept for people, if you want to have true wealth. Now, can you go to somebody who's 65 years old and talk about building great wealth? Their interest may not be in growing great wealth. Their interest is having a phenomenal retirement. That's what you're going to work on with them. But when you're talking to 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, like my kids, you know, that's what I'm working on with them. Build your wealth. Start looking at how do I make some sacrifices in the next 5 years to build my wealth. You can do a network marketing business, and are you going to have sacrifices in your first couple of years if you dedicate full time to it? Absolutely. You're going to have the ups and downs. You're going to go through like a roller coaster. But you know what? Those people that were on stage as multimillionaires at the Professional Network Marketing Association meeting, a lot of them had these rags to riches stories. One guy, Jordan Adler, spent 10 years. He worked with 11 different network marketing companies, and that should give you a clue right away. What are you doing jumping from company to company? It's not about the company. It's about you. He finally got some great advice from a mentor of one of his friends, and he took that advice and he ran with it, and he said, I'm going to be totally disciplined. Notice the word disciplined, totally disciplined. I'm going to give 3 presentations every day. Be totally disciplined, 3 presentations a day. Jordan Adler, after failing for 10 years, in the next 2 years, became a multimillionaire. He only signed up, 112 people, and he said out of the 112, you know, 25 were serious. He said 8 made me a lot of money, but 2 made me a multimillionaire. Now think about it. So are you willing to do 3 show the plans every day? I don't know how many people would step up and say, I'm willing to do that. But if you want to make this business work, you want to get this business off the ground and running and be a multimillionaire in network marketing, if you show the plan 3 times a day, of course, first, what do you want to do? GoPro tells us develop the skills so you know how to show the plan. You do the best possible job. Do 3-way calls with your upline, so that can help a lot because that can qualify as a show the plan by over a phone call until you get proficient at it. But if you start doing that every day, there's no reason in the world. You develop the skills and you start that, you won't reach that as well. What's the problem? People don't do it. It's inconvenient. They're uncomfortable. I don't like to talk to people I don't know. I mean, 101 reasons. That's what's not going to work for you. So, you know, you want to create wealth, you've got to say, I'm going to be disciplined about this and do it. Because jobs don't create wealth. The average annual U.S. wages in 2013 was $44,000 a year. Come on, really? I mean, that's wealth. I think that's a family of 4 would have a very, very hard time living off of that income level, if possible. They'd be scraping and scratching, and it'd be tough as nails. Okay, comparing the economy and downturn, he talks about this as well. When he compared the economy in a downturn with direct sales, he said the Great Recession of 2007-2008 created the second worst contraction since World War II. Doubling the jobless rates, home prices plummeted between 18 and 100%. What happened to direct sales during the same time? Well, incredibly, in 2008, direct sales went down by a marginal amount, and only 1 year, 12 months, 2009 took a little hit, but 2010 we're back up running again. And look at it now. It's tailing up straight, you know, $29 billion, $31 billion. This is just statistics in the United States. Now, Lydia typed in $49 billion for 2014. I want to alert you to the fact that that's not the same corresponding statistic. What she had found, when I asked her to research it, what she had found is the total revenue of direct sales companies in the United States. But that's not the equivalent of the same statistic they're using here, because total revenue can incorporate a lot of other things other than just direct sales. These 2014 numbers, by the way, are still being processed by the Direct Selling Association, so we don't have them. So make sure you highlight that in your outline and don't use that number as you can use that number. It's a great number to talk to people about when you go, you know what, the Direct Selling Association for direct sales companies here in the United U.S., direct sales companies, they did over $49 billion in volume last year. $49 billion in volume in 2014. That shows that, you know, when people talk about pyramid, I just did a phone call last night where somebody asked me about pyramid, and I go, well, tell me what you mean by, I don't know what pyramid is. I mean, are you talking about like the federal government? Are you talking about like the guy at the top makes the most and the guys at the bottom don't make anything, like corporate America, that kind of pyramid? Is that what you're talking about? So it was an intriguing conversation. But it was a conversation based on education. I want people to open their eyes to see what that concept, when people throw that word around, I really want them to get it that, you know, our whole world is basically a pyramid. As I told this gentleman last night, I said, you know what, in 3 to 5 years, you could be making more money than I do. That's the beauty of this model. It has nothing to do, it's the person at the top doesn't make the most. Doesn't happen in this business. This business is about you. You choose how much you make, and there's no one holding you back. And I'll guarantee you one thing. That person at the top is going to do whatever is in their power to help you get there, because that's what network marketing is. That's one of the reasons I love this model so much, because in corporate America, where I spent so much of my time, what was happening? It was dog-eat-dog. When you're in a law firm and you know only 5 people are going to make partner, and there's 15 of the associates that are up for partnership, what do you think? Do you think you're looking at each other, supporting each other, trying to, you know, say, hey, yeah, what can I do to help you get the partner? Are you kidding me? It's like slashing throats. It's like dog-eat-dog. It's like living in a shark pool. And that's true about corporate America. There's only one senior executive vice president. There's only one vice president of production. There's only one president of the company. There's only one. So everybody else gets left out. In network marketing, everyone can be a presidential. And the person that's upline from you is doing everything in their power to help you reach it. Everything. Because the greater you become, the more income they make. You can make more because you can have built your business different. You could get to a higher level. But they're always going to get a piece out of what you create. So there's an inherent interest in supporting every single person. If they're 100 levels beneath you or 200, there's always an interest in doing that, right? So great. So we love this model for that reason. So another reason, no corporate America. And then the third point under that fourth, number four in our outline is, as of 2013, 5% of the U.S. population is involved in direct selling. 5% of our population is directly involved in direct selling. 16.8 million people in this country out of the 36 million population. That's big. This model is taking over it. 5% of our population accepts it as a way of life. I love that. I wish it were 40%, and I'm working hard at making that happen, and I hope you will too. In 2014, a Harris poll commissioned by the Direct Selling News, nearly one-third of U.S. adults have purchased from a direct seller in the past 6 months. One-third. So 1 out of 3 U.S. adults purchased from direct sales, and 5% are directly involved in doing it as a business. So pretty cool. Neat, neat, neat. Love that. Love those statistics. They're good for us to use. All right. How big is direct selling globally? I just gave you some statistics, $167 billion with 89.7 million people involved in 2012. Look at the jump. 2013, $178 billion worldwide with 96 million people involved. And again, I told you 2014 is not available yet. But in 2013, 23 countries around the world had sales exceeding $1 billion coming from network marketing. So this is an international phenomenon that's happening whether you want to join it or not. It's happening, right? And you know Manatech, we just opened Colombia. We're up to 25, they tell me. I thought it was 26. Colombia, Spain, Hong Kong, and recent opens. And they are not stopping, people. They're going to keep driving this and opening new countries on a consistent basis. So be ready for that and take advantage of it. If you can, if you know people, that's what you want to get them involved in. Number 6, what is the one thing most everyone wants in life? The freedom to live life on the terms, do what they want, when they want to do it, and have the financial resources to do it. I think when you ask somebody their why, of course we want to get really specific, but isn't this the core? Isn't this the core? The freedom to live life on their terms, do what they want, when they want to do it, and have the financial resources to do it. I love that. I love being able to respond to my kids when they say, Mary Jo, I want to do this, or I got this idea, build a business from here, I'm going to need $100,000. I love the thought that I can do that. That is no hill for a climber. I love the idea that I can take off and spend 2 weeks in the mission field. I can take a week off and go to South Africa. It's a bunch of buddies from Manitech. I have freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I can take off Sunday afternoon, go out and evangelize in Fort Worth. There's nothing that restricts my life. That's a beautiful place to be. And that's what I believe people want. Because it allows your voice to be heard. It allows you to be you. It allows you to find you, if you haven't figured that one out yet. What is it? What is that calling on your life? And how you can do that every day. Number 7, the 6 human needs. He talked about certainty, assurance that you can avoid pain and gain pleasure, variety, you know, being able to tackle the unknown, change, new stimulus. I laughed at that when I read it because I thought, geez, I have a husband of mine that hates the word change, so this wouldn't be a highlight of his life, right? For me, variety is critical. Variety, that's why we have 5 different initiatives going on, strategic initiatives going on right now, because we're in a period of change. You know, we're developing some new things. We're doing some great things out there. We love this fat flush program. We're blowing that up wide, you know, as fast as we can to get, because I think it's a great attractor factor to build your business. But we also have the skincare initiative going on. There's so many things going on to boost your business. Significance, what another human need. We need to feel unique, important, special, needed. Those are all feelings that we want to have. That's part of our makeup as a human being. Connection and love, feeling of closeness, union with somebody or something, growth, an expansion of capacity, capability, understanding that we can be green and growing. That's, you know, the concept of reading. You know, we have another book review. Our organization has a book of the month. We have TOMS, Tools of the Month. We choose a book every month. And our book last month was the Power of Thinking Big, and we're reviewing that tonight, and we're going to pick out a new book for this month. So we have a book of the month. So we the capacity to continue growing, to be in that realm of green and growing instead of ripe and rotting. And then contribution, of course, my number one core value. That's it, contribution. Sense of service and focus on helping, giving to, and supporting others. It's a driving force in our lives as human beings. Why people join direct selling companies, he gave 6 reasons out there. There are plenty of lists of these in other places, but important for you to know that. Why is it important for you to know why people join? Because then you'll listen for it when you're talking to people. Remember, we need to be great listeners, not tellers. And that's critically important. We had a woman at the Super Regional, and one of my people were trying to get her to come on Saturday night, and she just told her story. Her mother was put in the hospital. She was at a Gaither conference, and her mother was just put in the hospital with congestive heart failure and having some issues. And I looked at her, and I said, don't come back tonight. Go be with your mom. There's no negotiation on that issue for me. And I could see the tears in her eyes, and she was really concerned. And it was about, so be a listener. Look at the person. Read them. Know what's important to them. And, you know, what would be important for me if I were driving my business was for her to stay Saturday night and get the and phenomenal talks from the presidentials. I would have loved to have her be there. But you know what? I read her like a book. It was easy to read what was on her heart, what was causing her disruption in this moment. So I don't know that she'd even stay very focused if she would have stayed on Saturday night, but it was more important to release her to feel that's the right decision for you, right? Make the right decision. Don't make a wrong decision. And help people do that. They're going to honor you more and love you more for taking that approach with them than they will if you push them to do something different. So honor people when that becomes an issue. Don't honor people when they're lazy, uncommitted, you know, procrastinating, you know, so you have to know, you go, well, Mary Jo, I honored my person. She said she didn't want to get started for a month because, you know, she just thought of this and this and you know, and I said, well, do you want to put off your life? You know, that I might, if there's a reason out there, but it's not very good, it's like a makeup reason or a pretend or a procrastinate, that's when you want to impact people in a different way, right? So is that a tenuous thing to know when to do it, when to not? It can be, but start using your judgment in that and watch what happens. Okay, now here's my added commentary. We'll go over that in the last 15 minutes of our call because I wanted to help boost you a little bit in terms of what things can I share with people or how can I tell people, what can I give them or hand out to them or get to them to, for them to understand the critical importance of why network marketing today. Well, one of the things we all know about and love is the Forbes article, August 29, 2014. We have that in our Google Drives that we attach to emails that we send out to people. It's incredible. Why baby boomers should look at network marketing as an answer. Yeah, it's got all the answers in there. It runs through a whole span of things. So it's a terrific article. You ought to have it. It ought to be something in your bank of materials that you use on a daily basis or weekly basis to send out to people that are in the baby boomer era. You don't send that out to somebody who's 25. So, and Lydia did a great job training on Saturday. She said, you know, when you're using tools, tools are critically important because you let the tools do the talking, you build relationship. Tools do the talking, you build relationship. But what's really important, too, is the tools you're giving people. Do not hand a DVD to somebody who's 26 years old. In fact, don't give one to Lydia Stashek. She's 40, in her 40s. She wants nothing to – she's high tech. She doesn't want a DVD. She doesn't even have a DVD player. Her computer doesn't even have one anymore. Apple doesn't even put them in their newest upgrade models. You can have a little side thing that you can play them in, but they don't put them in their standard model of computer anymore because it's a dinosaur. People want a YouTube video or they want something by email. They want something they can download. The most important thing is that they can play it on their phones because most people live off their phones today. That's why whenever you're sending out emails or materials and things like that, you better make it adaptable to phones. So when it hits a phone, that's one of their number one irritants is people aren't framing them so they can get them on their phones. It's important. So you got to know who your audience is to and meet them where they are. But anyway, the Forbes article is a great one to send out. It's a super one, and that helps with the baby boomer group. Anyone from 50 on, I would use it with them because it really, they're approaching, even if they fall outside of the baby boomer range a little bit, I think it's still going to be effective because they're looking towards retirement. Anyone post 45 is really looking towards retirement today. Assuming they can even think about retirement because a lot of people are looking at their retirement plans and how much money they have saved, and they go, this isn't going to work. And you're right, it's not going to work. But you can make a huge difference in your net worth. My net worth, just being involved with Manatech, my net worth probably went up 500%. Just being involved with Manatech. Because I went through that real estate boom, I was making enough money, I saved it, I was putting it aside, I was putting it in my, you know, in my 401k, my Roth 401k, so I never have to pay taxes on it, right, then when I get it distributed. I mean, I was doing all of that in the early stages of my Manatech business. I took advantage of the opportunities there, and so a 500% growth, and that's what you can do in this industry. That's what's fun about being in the industry, it's taking care of those things. But baby boomers, 50 years and up, 45 years and up, they're all interested in how they can build that, and you want to be able to talk about that. Wall Street Journal special insert, that's another one, calls network marketing the ultimate business model. And I gave you the link there so you can get that. That's a link to what I did. I put some of the top quotes on the back side. I think that's what Lydia gave you, or maybe she just gave you the article. But I made a piece where I put the front page was the ultimate business model, and the back page were quotes from some of the top people out of that article. And I use that a lot because if Wall Street Journal calls it the ultimate business model, what does that mean? Does that reinforce the concept of why network marketing? Of course. Kiyosaki, all of his stuff. You know, we gave his quote earlier. He's got plenty of them. But also the whole concept of cash flow quadrants is a why network marketing. You want to leverage. You want to be in a leverage business, and network marketing is one of the best. You don't want to be on the left side of the quadrants, which is 90% of the people. So you and I, everyone on this call, we have a lot of people to go through before we get through that 90%, don't we? There are a lot of people on the wrong sides of the quadrant. The Nielsen Marketing Study published, and I actually went back and researched it, found it July 17, 2017. Oh, my gosh, change that, everybody. We'll change that when we post it. It's 2014, okay? The Nielsen Marketing Study published July 17, 2014. It's an article in Forbes. Wow. I don't know where they – it looks like a double – I guess we double that. But anyway, what that article said, the Nielsen Marketing Study – oh, I know what it was. It was a article that occurred in Forbes, okay? Don't put December 14. That's Wrong. It was published in Forbes. So cross off the words article in Forbes, December 2014, another typo. Sorry, people. But July 17, 2014, Nielsen Marketing Study said 92% of people prefer buying something due to a recommendation of a friend versus traditional marketing. And 50% of those surveyed said they don't trust traditional marketing at all. So why would you not want to be in network marketing? If our, you know, somebody this weekend said to me, they said, well, I was thinking about going back and getting a marketing degree. And I said, so why are you going to go back at a marketing degree? And they said, well, I really like to market. And I said, well, do you understand the statistics? And he goes, what? And I said, well, the Nielsen study last year told us that 92% of the people prefer buying something due to a recommendation of a friend than they do traditional marketing. So you're going into a career that's going to cover less than 8% of our population. Interesting, isn't it? She was like looking at me like, wow, where do you get those? And I said, I'll send it to you. I said, you want to be part of something that's our new economy. You don't want to be stuck in old thinking. A lot of our education gets stuck in old thinking because are they going to wipe out their marketing department in these business schools? No. But if 92% people, what they should be doing is they should be teaching network marketing and connector economy is what they should be teaching, right? That's what they need to do. How do we influence people so in their connecting economy, they're helping each other with our products? That's what they need to be strategizing on, right? Because that's who we are today. So 92% prefer buying from, and 50% surveyed said they don't trust it at all. That's huge. That means they don't even want to bother with it. So any marketing materials you make, they don't even want to see because they already have built a no trust. False advertising. You know, you go to a store, it advertises one thing, you get there, it's something totally different, right? And then the last point I'm making is Network Marketing Times, May, June 2009. Oh, I talk about the Connector Society. Yeah, I gave you the YouTube. Number 4 is the YouTube on the Connector Society. Very important for you to understand Connector Society and the largesse of our international, or I think this is how it's put. It's not Albala terms. The Internet of Everything. We are absolutely so social media driven today. It's incredible in our country. And some people say, well, I don't like it because it takes away the belly-to-belly. It doesn't take away belly-to-belly. All it does is it kicks you off on a direction where you then become belly-to-belly. The people that I'm working with off of Facebook that I've signed up and are working with more are people that we met on Facebook, but we immediately took it offline and we started having phone calls, email, then phone calls. So I've gotten to know them. And that's a beautiful thing, but I have to find them first, and that's a great source of finding people. So it doesn't take us away from belly to belly. That always gets involved in the picture, but it's a great resource for us to find people. So Connector Society, and then the last one was the Network Marketing Times, May, June 2009 edition, which Manatech actually handed out. It was on everybody's, you know, position in the whole room this weekend. And it's an insert. You can probably purchase them at Network Marketing Times. And I gave you the reprint. Lydia gave you the link there so you can go look at it. But it gives you a whole flurry of probably, 25 professionals and what they say about network marketing. So it's not just the ones Todd Falcone listed under 2 in the outline. You can go back and look at that Network Marketing Times, and you can get a whole, bunch of those really critical quotes that you can use when you're out there talking to people. Or you can put it in your marketing materials that you're using, right? Or you can post it on your website. You could put it as a byline. You could send it out as a special email to people. You could use it in your prospecting, whatever it is. But these are great, great materials to use. So hopefully we covered today why network marketing. Anyone have questions, issues? Anything they want to add? Okay, everybody. Don't forget, last week of business period. Take care of that. I'll see you next Monday.
Mary Jo.
Yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number 2, the link does not work.
The link
Wall
doesn't
Street
work.
Journal special insert.
Okay, Wall Street Journal special inserts not working. Okay, well, you know what? I'll get back to my technology guru who's not here right now, and I will have her send it out separate to the Monday call list. How's that? It'll happen
That'd
in the next
great.
Half hour. Okay,
and,
super.
And the
this is what I'll do too. If she's giving you a link to the whole document, which is about 20 pages long or so, or 30, I'm going to give you my cheat sheet that I made. How's that? Because my
cheat sheet
is going to be just a that it gives the front page of that of the article or the insert, which is a beautiful thing, calling the ultimate business model network marketing. And then the backside are those I went through and reviewed, read the whole thing, and I pulled out about 10 quotes from people you'll recognize that were really critical. So that's what I did. So you can use my cheat sheet or you can read the whole thing. I'll give you both. Okay, that'll happen, like I said, in the next half an hour. Since
Hey, Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I just wanted to say that in terms of network marketing, especially in Manatech, there are two things that really differentiate the options. I think most network marketing turn people off because it's all hype and emotion and dog and pony show and smoke screens and rah, 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 and what I call emotional excitement. But when I came across Manatech, I was introduced to intellectual excitement. And after 21 years, I'm more excited than ever because the more you learn about what Manatech offers, the more excited you get.
Amen.
And that doesn't fade. That doesn't fade. That's unbelievable.
I love that. I love that. Thank you, Matt, for contributing that. It's awesome. And that would be, you know, this just talks about why network marketing. It doesn't say why Manatech. You get it? But that concept that you just brought up belongs back on the Why Manatech page, right?
Exactly.
I think, and I'll add that, I did a whole series. I gave 15 points this weekend as one of my topics of training on Why Manatech. I'm adding that.
Well, you
now,
know.
Now I'll have 16.
This winter I was skiing at Vail, and a fellow had rented a lodge on the slopes at Vail that sleeps 14 people, and he had all his Manatech friends, not Manatech, but network marketing friends up, and we liked each other, and he knew I loved skiing, so he invited me too. I was doing some reading and listening to three guys in their mid-30s talking about how they got to start another network marketing company because all their downline has discovered that the products they were marketing weren't worth buying.
Right.
So they got to start again, and, you know, the flash in the pan. And
right.
I was really amused because they were all excited about what kind of a compensation plan and how they're going to do the conventions. And then one of the guys said, by the way, what do we market? And they looked at him and said, it doesn't matter. It takes most people 3 months to realize the stuff's not worth buying. And it takes most leaders about a year and a half to realize they've been misleading their friends because they themselves were misled.
Wow.
And Manatech is so much different. We don't have to rely on emotional excitement, emotional hype. All people have to do is, with an open mind, listen to what the science is, and they'll be blown away.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
I love it.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks. Absolutely great concept, and I love the shift from emotional excitement versus intellectual excitement. It's absolutely true because it is, you know, that's how I came across Manatech as well. It was all about the intellectual side of it. I found the science of glycobiology and then had to find a company that was making a product that supported it. That's how I came across. So that's kind of wild. Okay, great.
Mary Jo?
Thanks.
Mary Jo, could you possibly include your Google Drive package that has the Forbes article?
Package that has the Forbes article. Oh, you want the Forbes article? Put that out as well? Sure.
Yeah.
I can absolutely transfer that to you as well for Forbes article. Okay, good. Yeah, I use it all the time. I love it. For that eighth generation, you got to get it in their hands because Forbes – you know, of course, some people aren't going to be influenced by Forbes because they think it's too liberal, right, or something. I don't know. Or they think it's out of New York or, you know, I live in Texas. That comes up all the time. But they may not even know Forbes. I mean, we also have a level of, you know, people that never have heard of Forbes, you know. And of course, I've been in the business world all my life, so Forbes is, you know, like Wall Street Journal to me. Both of them fall right out of my mouth. But there still is this. You know, you might have to describe what the magazine is to talk about it and before you hand it to them. But, you know, that carries weight, you know, with people that are educated and people that, you know, are in the business world. Forbes is definitely a magic name. Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, Mary Jo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to add on with Nat and basically reinforce that this is a both-and conversation because it's not emotional versus intellectual excitement. I would argue that Nat's pretty emotionally excited along with the intellectual excitement.
He's always emotionally excited, and so am I. Yeah, I think the emotional excitement, though, where does our emotional excitement come from? It comes from the intellectual side of it. Does that make sense? I mean, I think if you when you find out what this science is, that's what triggers your emotional excitement.
Right, exactly.
Most companies don't have that intellectual base. They're just emotionally excited based on frou-frou or la-la stuff, right? I mean, they're sold on the money, and then they find out that's more likely. They get really excited about the money side of it, and they don't even look at the quality of the product because the average consumers don't know how to evaluate that.
But if you look at all the personal growth courses and Quantum Think and the rest of them, basically what they're doing is when you tie that emotional energy to the clarity of thought about where you're going, that's when you get real power.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Great, great call. Great concepts. Great contribution. Yeah, okay, guys. Okay, so let's go out there and make it happen. I hope I you know, it sounds like I've generated a little bit of excitement around network marketing on this phone call. That's super, because that's what I'm here to do. I love you all. I wish the best for all of you. Trust me, every time you guys are successful, and a lot of you aren't even in my organization, you know what? It puts smiles on my face because every time you're successful, you're helping Manatech be more successful, and you're helping this industry be more successful. And I know that this is an answer of prayer to so many people. So let's go out there and make a difference. All right, everybody. See, I'll get this package sent out to you in the next hour. Lydia left, so I don't know where she is. So I don't want to promise half hour because I don't know when she's coming back. But in the next hour or so, I'll definitely have a package of the Forbes and the links to that Wall Street Journal article as well. So in case you don't have those pieces, now you'll have them. All right, thanks. Talk to you next week. And don't forget, end of business period 6. Let's go out there and land it in an incredible way. Just choose. Make it right now. Make the statement, I'm going to add 500 of volume to my organization before Friday or on or about Friday. Okay, just make that decision. And I'm going to tell you, watch the universe support you in having that come true. It's about making the decision, building that belief, and going out and watching things that happen to just fall in your lap. All right, everybody. Talk to you next Monday. Bye.